Now, 98FM is returning as the official radio station of the VHI Women's Mini Marathon for 2025. It is such an incredible day, celebrating amazing women and worthy causes. And we are delighted to be joined right now by content creator Clodagh Scanlon, who is a VHI ambassador for this year's event. Good morning.
Good morning, Clodagh. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry about the rain.
It's okay. Yeah. As you said a couple of minutes ago, Brian, I'm very positive. I'm very optimistic. It's going to be sunny on Sunday for the mini marathon, obviously.
Yay! That's what we want. With that in mind, Clodagh, tell us, what made you and what motivated you to become a VHI ambassador?
So I actually did my first ever VHI Women's Mini Marathon last year. I hadn't done it before that. So as you can probably hear from the accent, I'm from Tipperary. I'm not a Dub. And made the big journey from Tip, like so many women from across the country come up. And it's such a beautiful day. It's such an empowering day that all the women just get together and do this big race. And it's usually for themselves, for other people, in memory of people. It's just beautiful. Everyone has different reasons why they're there. And I suppose for me, I just got so much from it last year, that buzz, that energy, that kind of female empowerment around each other. And I just thought, yeah, like I want to be on the team this year now and help them get the word out there.
Did that motivate you? Because you'd never done it before. So what was so special that you thought last year, this is going to be the year for me that I'm going to attempt to do this?
Yeah, I suppose just myself on my own kind of like self-worth journey and like taking care of myself and getting out there more. Like I'll never be the fastest person in the race, and I'm never going
to
claim to
be with this. You don't need to be.
And I think that's probably what drew me in was you don't need to be. Absolutely anyone, any age, any background, any ability, you can join on and you can walk it, you can jog it, you can run it. And I think that's what kind of inspired me. I was like, it's not about being the winner, being the fastest. Yeah. It's about taking part.
Of course.
And just feeling that positive energy.
And the love on the day.
The love on the day. Have you been there? Have you seen that energy on the day?
It's phenomenal.
It's one of the best days of the year. So I was like, okay, yeah, this is going to be my thing now every single year. Yeah.
I love that. And the experience now that you have under your belt, what is the thing you're looking forward to the most from this year's event?
I think just, again, that energy and meeting other women. What's great is on the day, you just meet people from all walks of life that you've never met before, and you hear their stories and hear why they're doing it, and you see these people have signs and their loved ones are there supporting them, and you're just like, this is so lovely that we have this here in Ireland, and it's such a special, unique event that we have ourselves. Yeah. You know,
you are a content creator.
Yes.
It's what you do. Have you been using your platform to encourage others to join you on Sunday?
Yeah. Pretty much I've been like documenting it on like TikTok and Instagram and stories, and just trying to get people excited and involved. And you know, even like this year, tickets sold out like so quickly, and the power of social media these days to get that word out there to like younger women, to be like, get up, get out, do something good for yourself. Yeah. You know, so yeah, I've been using my own platforms just to like encourage women, and again, tell them I'm not the fastest person, I'm not a fitness hun or anything like that. I'm just a girl, who loves getting out there and feeling good, and running makes me feel good.
And are you going to be documenting race day to your followers as well? Because I can kind of imagine that trying to hold the phone when you're running is actually quite tricky.
Yes, I am.
The whole
time. I'm going to be that girl. Yeah, the annoying girl with the phone out for the whole race. I will be her, getting every angle. No, but I did that last year. I basically had the phone out for the whole thing.
Is it hard to run with the phone in your hand?
Do you know what? My phone is like my third limb, or it's like my third arm at this stage. I'm just like, I wouldn't be able to run without it, Leanne.
It's part of you.
It's a part of me.
Listen, here on 98FM, we are home of Good Time Anthems. It's what we do. What's on the playlist?
Oh my God. Love a bit of Nelly Furtado Maneater.
Oh, we play Nelly here all the time.
We love a bit of Nelly.
A bit of Britney.
Love a bit of Britney.
Destiny's Child.
Oh my God, yes. Give it to us. Hook it into the veins. Put it on the playlist for Sunday.
There we go. We got to have a piece of that.
I love this. Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM. So here at 98FM, we're the official radio station of the VHI Women's Mini Marathon for 2025. We're delighted to be joined at the moment by content creator Clodagh Scanlon and also fitness and nutrition expert Natalie Lennon. Morning to you both. Thank you for being here. Natalie, I'm going to ask you as a fitness and nutrition expert, right? A very important question.
your top tips for runners in the final week now before the race.
So into the final week, don't do anything that you haven't done before. Now is not the time to start trialing with gels or a different breakfast or maybe having an extra coffee before the race if you think it's going to give you a new boost of energy. No, now is not the time. Stick to what you've been doing. I would say make sure you have your breakfast 3 to 4 hours before the VHI Women's Mini Marathon if you can. And then if you need a snack, have that maybe an hour to an hour and a half before. Be very careful with your hydration as well. Obviously, on the day, there's always a rush to use the bathrooms just before things get going. So just be conscious of how much liquid and caffeine you're taking in, as caffeine is a diuretic. They would be my top tips. And of course, when it comes to your training, the work is done. Now, this is the celebration. We're at the end of the journey. It's time to enjoy it. Don't go running a 10K today, tomorrow, the next day. It's time to ease up on those miles and get rested, get fully recovered so that you can attack Sunday full on.
Well, Clodagh, you are nodding away there. You're like, this is music to my ears.
Yes, I love it. Well, I'm also like, I'm no like expert in all of this, but even for myself, I'm trying to get in all my hydration this week. You say, because on the day, the last thing you want to do is be like running to the loo when you're taking off in 5 minutes. So I'm just like taking electrolytes and stuff this week myself, just to like get my body ready.
Yeah, and that's such a good idea. Last year, I actually made this mistake myself. I was like, oh, I don't need to use the loo just before, I'll be fine. We got to kilometre 8. I was on for a personal best, which we don't all have to be, but that was just the goal that I set.
Yeah.
And then I had to start walking because I really needed to use the loo. So I learned from my own mistake not to have that extra coffee. That was the mistake I made last year.
We talked about the pink female urinals,
Le Pee. Yes,
that are going to be there this
year. We had someone chatting to us about them. Brand new. Great invention as well for
and
you
and really quick.
Yes.
Yep, in your out and your bee. Natalie, talk to us. What are the common mistakes you see people make with their fitness or with their food, perhaps, before a race? Is that kind of a follow on from what you just said? Maybe changing the routine too much?
Yeah, changing your routine too much, or because we're all heading into Dublin City Centre, we might be rushing to get out the door and you are thinking you'll grab something in a shop before the race. And I would say have your breakfast prepped and ready. If you don't have time leaving the house to have it, bring it prepped in the bag or something that you can pop into, you know, a disposable container that you can throw away afterwards. So you stick to your usual breakfast and don't pick up something new. If you have a breakfast that is really high in fat, for example, that's the type of breakfast that could cause a cramp. You want to go high carb, relatively medium protein.
Give me an example of what you think when you say that, the kind of foods that people should be eating.
Yeah. So the morning of, I would say like a bagel with some banana, a bit of honey, maybe small bit of peanut butter.
Nice.
Porridge with milk, maybe some seeds. You don't need too much protein in there. You'll get that from the milk, for example. Mm-hmm. Or even just white toast with some jam and a little bit of yogurt on the side. That sort of thing.
Talk to us about the fan cam. What's all that about?
Yeah, so this is very exciting. The VHI fan cam is back this year. So you can record a video message and this is going to appear at the start line and again at kilometre 8 to give runners that boost of motivation that they need. It's a really, really lovely, wholesome idea. If you go to vhi.fancam.co, that is where you can upload your video message. So I would encourage everyone to do it, whether you're taking part or you have maybe a family member or friend taking part, get on board because it's going to really bring a lovely atmosphere to the day.
That's such a good idea as well. And Clodagh, there is also a VHI wellness lounge. Tell us about that.
Yes, just for after the race, if anybody has any aches, scrapes, injuries, we all get them. There's actually going to be a dedicated VHI wellness lounge on Merrion Square. It just means that there's experts there to tend to you. So we'll all be good going out the door, hopefully.
All rested for the bank holiday Monday is what
they're
saying.
Important as well. And finally, to you both, what message would you like to share with all of the participants ahead of race day?
I think my main message would just be to enjoy it, because the atmosphere at the VHI Women's Mini Marathon is one like no other. Like, you cannot put words onto this. It is the biggest women's event of its kind in the world. So think about how that's going to feel for a minute. Soak it in and just enjoy every second.
Yeah, honestly, I'd second that. Like literally, just go and enjoy. But like, enjoy all of it. Enjoy getting up that morning, getting dressed, knowing you're going out and joining most of the women in the country together. Like, Leanne's going to be there. There's going to be music at the start. We're going to be setting people off. It's just going to be so much fun. Like, the whole thing. And hopefully, we're going to get the weather, lads.
Yes, hopefully.
Absolutely.
Here's for that. Natalie Lennon.
One more point. don't put any pressure on yourself. It's exactly. not about the time. Take off the pressure. Yeah. There's no pressure on the
Have
day.
The crack with all the gals. Yeah,
great advice. Natalie Lennon and Clodagh Scanlon, thank you so much for joining us here on 98FM. Best of luck as well on Sunday. And hopefully for you listening, we might see you there too.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98FM.